So I realize I've given a very fast overview of how object-oriented programming works in Java, and if you've had some object-oriented programming before, I've made lots of references to concepts that you know about, and if you're kind of new to object-oriented programming, that may have sounded kind of mysterious to you. So the thing to do is to look at some examples and see how it actually works out in practice, and in some, especially in examples of the type that you might be writing yourself in order to write applets, Java applets that work on web pages. So this particular example, is an example where I find that Netscape on a Macintosh doesn't always refresh the screen properly, but we seem to have done it here. So last time we talked about some really simple graphics, like drawing a rectangle or drawing a circle. But one of the things that you can do in Java, of course, is write a loop in which that rectangle or circle that you drew moves. And here's an example of one where you've introduced two rectangles, and there's a loop which makes them move across the page. And of course, this is a very simple example of the kind of motion you might want to do, and there's a lot more complicated ones. So let's think about designing a class that's going to represent these rectangles as they move across the page. Well, first of all, it's easy to draw the rectangle. We know how to do that. But what might we want to do to remember the state of the rectangle as it moves across the page? Well, we should have a set of variables that can remember what are the x and y location of the square, the rectangle. And we might want to generalize this so that there are different colors. So we might want a variable to remember what color it is, so that we can have one rectangle that's red and one that's blue. And in addition, we might want the rectangles to move at different rates. In this example, they were moving at the same rate, but you might want one to move at different set of offsets than the other. So you can think about having a class, which in fact, we might want to generalize this so that there are different shapes. So let's think about having a parent class, which is going to represent moving objects. And it's going to have an X and Y location to remember where the object is, and an offset, dx and dy, to record what are the sort of the rate of motion that the object is supposed to take the next time it moves, and a color, which is the current color of the object. And then we might have a set of methods which can do things like change the color, change the rate, and then actually a method which is going to move the object, which means that we're going to update the x and y location by the offset and repaint the object in its new location. So I have some slides in the talk that sketch out this example, the source code for this example. The example as it was working is in one of the tutorials under the Java resources on your class webpage, so you can go and look at that and see the actual code. Actually, to introduce this in class, I simplified the code a little bit so that I didn't, just so that it was easier to introduce and fit better on the slides and all that good stuff. So first, what I'm going to talk about is a class called Mpoint, which is going to be the parent class of all objects that we create that are intended to move around our Java applet space. Like that particular applet that we just looked at had two squares that moved around. So we will define the variables that are going to hold those values and the methods. Here's a list of the methods. I didn't have room for the variables. Set delta, set color, move, and paint, which are going to be defined in this parent class. Then we will define subclasses. Rectangle is going to be a subclass that actually, in addition, the parent class for movable objects is going to assume that everything is a point and doesn't have any width and height. Then rectangle will assume that things also have width and height, and then from there we can make even more subclasses which have different shapes. So we'll talk about how to create this parent class and how to create some of the subclasses. And then finally I can show you a version of that applet which actually has a loop which is going to go through and make it will introduce the two rectangles and have them move across the page.